What's number one from over the weekend? It's all brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner, Main Street, Yorksville. Breakfast specials, lunch specials, some of the best in the area. Not to mention, I mean, come on, donuts, cookies.
Who doesn't like a donut?
Those Rod's brownies. You ever had one of those brownies from Rod's?
No.
They have them over across the street.
Had amazing donuts, though. Could use a donut right now.
Yeah, open Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. You have a chance to win $25 to Rod's here in a moment. Hey, the number one country song in America right now comes from a female artist. That's Kelsea Ballerini. Her song Legends is now her fourth number one hit. She's released 5 singles, so her average, it's pretty good.
Yeah, she's kind of amazing. I really like her.
Not quite batting 1,000, but pretty darn close. Excuse me. Also on the country charts this week, number two is Scotty McCreery. His song 5 More Minutes, which is just grown and grown on me. I wasn't a big fan.
I really like it.
Right when it came out. But now it's just one of those songs, you hear it 100 times, and there you go. Thomas Rhett's Marry Me at 3. Chris Stapleton, Broken Halos at 4. And then Old Dominion, Written in the Sand. That's number 5 this week. That Cole Swindell song, Break Up in the End, which I debuted last week, is the fastest rising song on the country charts this week. It went from Uncharted to a top 40 hit. 38 right now on the country chart. All right, we'll take a look at box office numbers. No surprise here, Michaela. Black Panther pulled in $108 million. So now 2 weeks in a row, it's the number one film in America. After 2 weeks, so as long as it's been out, $400 million.
Wow.
Almost a half a bill in just a couple of weeks. We'll see if it has another $100 million plus weekend next weekend, and then it will push it over that plateau. Also, Game Night, that new film, brought in $16 million, pales in comparison to the Black Panther, but it's good enough for number two. Then Peter Rabbit's 3, new film Annihilation at 4, and then 50 Shades Freed, hanging on by a thread, number 5. Jumanji's finally out of the top 5, too. At number 6. Hey, you hear Michelle Obama's releasing a book, a memoir?
That was expected.
Yeah, November. We all kind of figured that. But it's going to be out November the 13th. The title, Becoming. One word title. She says in a statement to People magazine, she said writing the book has been a deeply personal experience. It allowed her, for the first time, to sort of reflect on her whole journey, little girl from the south side of Chicago, now becoming, of course, former First Lady of the United States. So that's out November 13th. No doubt
I think that'll be really interesting.
It'll be one of those popular, if you're a reader, one of those popular books to buy around Christmas time.
Yeah.
As if people actually buy physical hard copy books anymore.
I do. Love it.
Do you?
I can't stand, and the Kindle books are always cheaper, but I don't like staring at the
screen,
computer. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets me.
Gives me a headache. When you're like moving and swiping and you're trying to read, I get like motion sickness.
Yeah, it is strange. And they have aspects on there where you can dim the background or it still doesn't help.
No.
Last book I actually read was a physical hard copy. It was the that O.J. Simpson versus America, whatever. Mm-hmm. The same book that was basically based off the show on FX. And then before that, I read Chris Kyle's documentary, the U.S. sniper, who is, I guess, has the most kills all time in U.S. sniper history. I don't know if that's a record you want to have. It's a cool record and all. But
if he's doing it in honor of his country, then heck yeah, it's a good record to have.
That movie, by the way, American Sniper, I mean, I've only seen it twice, but I could really see it again.
That's one of those that you watch a couple times and you pick out new details each time you see it. You know, I've seen it once.
What's Bradley Cooper done since then? Where's he been?
Been gorgeous. What do you mean, what's he doing?
He's just been
maintaining
hot.
His awesome physique. He's very busy. That's
actually
probably a full-time job.
Last we saw him was Super Bowl Sunday. He's a big Eagles fan.
Yeah, I won't hold that against him.
So that's the last time we really kind of saw Bradley Cooper. But anyway, yeah, that's the last book I read that was on a tablet. And it was tough.
Yeah.
Gave me a headache a time or two. All right, also want to mention this. The voice. The hell is... Do you hear that?
I do.
I don't know.
It's a horn.
I don't know what's going on out there. The Voice returns tonight. It is season 14. New judge, Kelly Clarkson. She makes her debut as the
She's
coach.
She's going after Blake.
She is. Alicia Keys. You mentioned our boy Blake. Adam Levine. They'll all, of course, be a part of the show again. Now, this will make things interesting. On March the 11th, which is only a couple of weeks away, good God, that's when American Idol comes back on ABC. Then the next night, on March 12th, Idol and The Voice go head-to-head. I don't know what they're doing out there.
They're beeping. We're on the air. Stop it. trying to host a morning show over here.
Trying is
the saying.
The key word.
Anyhow.
Don't even know.
Back to your topic of discussion,
Aaron. That's all right. No, it really means nothing. Nothing at all.
Sorry, were you distracted by something?
Not at all. I need sound effects to drown out the noise of folks working hard behind us. Anyway, as I mentioned before, like 15 yards from my window, they're literally building a structure. A steel beam
structure.
Why are
they beeping the horn? Why is beeping the horn necessary?
Maybe it's that back up sound, that backing up. You know, like when a bus
Yeah, but that's a beep, 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 not like a...
Like a horn?
Beep.
You're exactly right. You're right.
Was my impersonation of a horn good?
It was spot on.
Did it sound just like a car horn?
Spot on.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
I'm going to rip that from the back and then download it as a new sound effect. But anyway, hey, what I have today, of course, what's number one brought to you by Rods? I have $25 to Rods. So here's the dealio. You can text us, keyword Rods, and I'll find a winner. $25 to Rods could be yours if you are that lucky tankster. Stop honking your horn out there, too. 330-339-9399. Weaver Appliance text line. We'll pick a winner at random, and we'll find one shortly.